Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of November, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to post-election season, which is why I encourage everyone on Thursday to celebrate Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. That day and every day moving forward, hopefully. Maybe even to take stock and appreciate the things we take for granted, because Tuesday, November 19th is World Toilet Day. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Speaking of in the toilet, the Bucks have started their season and it is ugly. Maybe they can make some changes and put things on the right path, which is a good segue for us to jump into some news together. Let's start off with some post-election updates. Now that the elections are done, we transition to picking leadership roles. At the federal level, we see lots of shakeups, and I have to say, the idea of the Department of Government Efficiency seems like a very bipartisan idea, of which I love. Things can't improve if changes aren't made. Simple. At the state level, we do not see a lot of shakeups. In the entire legislature, almost every leadership position on both sides of the table slash aisle won re-election. There were really only a few changes made where the position holder is still in the legislature. Otherwise, two changed because the previous holder didn't win re-election. Otherwise, Robin Voss, Tyler August, everybody is about addition, initial leadership positions stayed the same. My fear is that Wisconsin will get more of the same that it's gotten in the past. A state budget that takes another jump in spending with no real appetite to cut spending because our state takes the last budget as a starting point and it just grows from there. Since the election, the priorities that have come up are all the things that were priorities last session that didn't get done. So we keep banging our head against the wall. Here's an idea. Government waste isn't just being overcharged for soap dispensers, which is a thing. Google federal soap dispenser overcharge and see what comes up. Hopefully Elon starts there. Government waste is also all the salary and the effort and the time doing things over and over and over. And it continues to go nowhere meaningful. Wisconsin government has a long and storied history of being great at exactly that. In other news, the State Department of Public Instruction has been releasing its budget request in phases for the next round of funding in the next two-year state budget. Not to rehash past details, but for context, the governor asked the departments not to ask for spending increases, although most did. Two budgets ago, the increase in spending for the entire budget increased about $5 to $6 billion. All said and done, DPI has requested $4 billion all by themselves. That is also about the amount of budget surplus that remains. Critics had all the similar reactions to the education establishment, saying they're underfunded. Again, on both sides of the aisle, we get more of the same. Over and over and over. In other news, surprise, surprise, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has collected about 3% more in our taxes compared to over prior year. A small amount, you know, just under $200 million. Interestingly enough, income taxes were the main driver. Good news is that there's a combo of higher wages and more jobs compared to last year, but bad news is that $200 million, even when divided by about 3 million employed residents, sure hits different. Dividing that up would sure be nice. In other news, the Sandhill Crane Study Committee met, and the first two agenda items were 1, findings of fact. Great. 2, conclusions. Well, after listening on a majority of 4 hours of committee proceedings, surprise, surprise, I gave up. 3, drafting legislation? Please, There were simply more suggestions and proposals to tweak and adjust the bill for further consideration and review and debate and over and over and over. In other news, based on Census Bureau estimates, Madison has bucked an interesting trend compared to last year. It appears that Milwaukee lost about 2,000 residents compared to last year. Meanwhile, Madison grew by over 7,000 residents. All the other big metro areas went up and down a little bit, lose a couple hundred here, and that kind of stuff. Overall, Wisconsin seems to be holding its own right now for population, and hopefully some of the ideas to help improve that will finally cross the finish line this session instead of getting repeated and failing over and over and over. And finally, in the spirit of government waste happening over and over and over, I give you some words of wisdom from Founding Father Benjamin Franklin, who said, quote, "We are taxed twice as much by our idleness, three times as much by our pride, and four times as much by our folly," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every brisk and chilly corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.